Scene 5. The Ghost of Christmas Future. Suddenly, a clock strikes.
The time is passing. My life will end soon. I have to leave now.
The ghost disappears. Scrooge sees another figure. The figure is walking towards him. There's a black robe over its head, face, and body. Only a hand is visible.
Who are you? Are you the ghost of Christmas future?
Follow me.
You want to show me what will happen in the future, ghost. Is that correct?
Follow me.
Ghost of Christmas future, I'm more frightened of you than the other ghosts. I want to be a better person, and I know you want to help me. I want to learn from you too. Where are we going?
Follow me.
Scrooge follows the ghost. They walk down a dark street and see two gentlemen.
I know those men. They came to my office on Christmas Eve and asked me for money. I didn't give them any money.
He died.
When did he die?
Last night.
Why did he die? Was he ill?
I don't know, and it's not important.
What did he do with all his money?
I don't know.
Who will go to his funeral?
Nobody will go. Nobody liked him.
Will there be any food after the funeral?
Probably. There's usually food after a funeral.
Then I'll go. I didn't like him, but I like good food.
And I'll go with you.
Who died?
The ghost doesn't answer, but takes Scrooge to a bed in a dark room. A dead man is lying under a dirty sheet. There isn't anybody in the room.
Why is this poor man alone? Where is his family? Where are his friends? I can see only rats here. Who is this poor man?
Take the sheet from his face, and you'll see who he is.
No, I'm frightened. You taught me a lesson here. This is a terrible place. Let's go, now!
Nobody loved this man when he was alive. Nobody cries for him now. Come, I'll show you a different place and a different death.
The ghost takes Scrooge to the home of Bob Cratchit. Bob and his wife are sitting next to the fire. It's very quiet in the house.
Did you go to the cemetery today, Bob?
Yes, my dear. I did. It's a beautiful green place. We'll all go to the cemetery on Sunday. Oh, my little child.
Oh, my dearest Tiny Tim. I can't believe that he's dead. Tiny Tim was a kind, sweet boy. He loved everybody, and everybody loved him. We'll never forget him.
Tiny Tim died because we're poor. We didn't have money for doctors and medicine.
I've got money. I can help. Tiny Tim can't die. Soon it will be time for you to go. please tell me, who was the dead man on the bed?
Scrooge follows the ghost. They pass Scrooge's office, and he looks in the window.
Who is that man in my chair? It isn't me.
They continue and come to a cemetery. The ghost points to a grave.
Whose name is on the grave? It's my name, Ebenezer Scrooge. Am I that poor dead man on the bed?
The ghost doesn't answer. Scrooge tries to take his hand, but the ghost pushes Scrooge away.
I don't like this future. I want to change. I'll honour the spirit of Christmas, and I'll help poor people. Tell me that I won't die.
The ghost disappears. Suddenly, Scrooge is back in his bed.
This is my bed. I'm not dead. I'm alive. I'll always remember my visitors. I'll remember what they taught me. I'll be a good man now, and I'll help poor people.
Scrooge gets out of his bed. He's very happy.
I'm back in my house. Marley's ghost came through that door. The ghost of Christmas present sat on that sofa. It's all true. It all happened. Ah-ha-ha! What day is it? How long was I with the ghosts? I don't know, and it isn't important. Ha-ha! I'm happy!